Welcome back into the Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio again alongside Coach Pete DeRuta. He's America's wealth, finance, and income coach. Also in studio with us is Chris Breathauer. And Coach, one of my fondest memories with you is going up to a soda shop. And yep. I believe you got a Cherryade. And it was just great. I enjoyed it. A Cherry Smash, actually, is what it was.
You got the Cherry Smash. I got the Orangeade.
Oh, that's what it was. Yes, yes.
Let's get our facts straight, Thomas.
Anyways,
Hi. Love Orangeade. Did I mention Orangeade?
No.
And you know, this soda shop is in Pittsburgh, right downtown. And the reason we went there is because I saw online. Now, online's useful sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it gets in the way, and sometimes it keeps you from doing the right thing. But this got us there, got our head right, as Marty Hensley would say, because they had the recipe from the Ratskeller, the old place on Franklin Street, that had the best lasagna ever. They've got really good lasagna. Now, where were you going on that?
No, so it reminded me of the financial prescription pad. We like to have fun with how we present information.
That's right.
We stylized this thing so it looks like an old soda shop. The way you would take down a prescription. And I just love it. I think it's genius.
Now, before we get into the financial prescription pad, I want to say that we've made a video on this too, and it's called The Video on Retirement, because everything on the prescription pad is the goal is there is to get you not only to retirement, but through retirement. We call it Plan to 121. I'm not close to 121. I don't have any clients close to 121, but I want to make sure that if you do live to 121, you're still getting income each and every year. We call it the green flag on the mailbox. Or we also call it the financial fill-up. And we have another term for it, too. It's called the financial escalator.
There you go.
Because the escalators are automatic if they're working.
Yep, exactly, exactly.
You get on it, you don't have to walk, it takes you right up to the top, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And if you wanted to keep going, you get on another escalator, it takes you right up to that top. So, I mean, one escalator after another is how we build financial planning, as opposed to getting on a rickety ladder and hoping to climb that way.
There you go.
Or have a ladder that's attached to something, which is real estate. Maybe you attach a ladder to a house. Well, the you can go up in value, but if the house falls, you're in trouble.
Reminds me of, 0708,
We have a little step ladder on our diagrams when we go through that. Step ladder is maybe two or three steps. And everyone needs a stepladder because it gets you a little bit closer to where you want to go.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And you're safe on a stepladder unless somebody took a screw out or something like that. But that's intermediate money. That's money, emergency money, we hear that called. And you're not going to get anywhere on a stepladder, but you're going to get a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know you're not going down or fall off.
Okay.
So that's the emergency money. That's why people hear emergency accounts, otherwise known as yellow accounts. It's money that's not growing, really. If you have it in a bank, you're lucky to get 1%, but it's not shrinking either. Very sturdy. You're not going anywhere. But then the escalator. Wouldn't it be great to have one in your house?
Wouldn't it?
I know.
You wouldn't have to get on that thing that I've seen in the back of the magazines where you sit in that little chair and it takes you up the stairs.
Yeah.
They made fun of that on the Minion movie, I think, didn't they? Where the little guy's going up the
yes, they did. Yeah, they did.
Despicable Me?
Yeah.
Love that movie.
What's the main problem with a 401k plan?
Well, it goes back to the statistics that you pulled up. Yeah, exactly. Well, you were talking about how 9 in 10 out of Americans want that recurring guaranteed income.
Actually, there's 3 main problems.
Give me time.
I'll come over to 4.
tell me. Yeah.
All right. So these are the bombs that are going off in your plan. They're time bombs. Here, that's my favorite bomb. It's non-threatening. It's really good. But all right. So number one is that every penny, unless you do a Roth IRA, every penny you've put in your 401k is 100% taxable when you take it out.
No doubt. Yeah.
Okay. So that's a big thing.
It is.
May not seem like much now, but think about that. It could eat up what you thought was your retirement plan.
Yeah.
Number two is every penny in your 401k plan, unless you take the non-risk option, which is basically just sitting there and doing nothing, looking at you with sad eyes saying, I'm just sitting over here not doing anything, because they don't offer any good, safe alternatives that grow. So every penny in the 401k is at the mercy of the market.
There you go.
Now, do you want your retirement dependent on the market going up every day?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, I don't.
No,
I mean, we need to isolate some. That's called explore money. It has a chance to go very high, but it also has a chance to go very low.
Yeah.
It does not have advance and protect built into it, so it's not gonna it's not gonna go up every year.
Sure.
Or it may not. Or what you got this year may lose next year.
Right, exactly.
You know, when I'm talking to my clients, I want to make sure that when we meet, let's say we meet in 2017 and we go over to value, when we meet with 2018, they better have just as much, if not more, building for retirement.
There you go.
Not less. Not saying, well, your market didn't do too well, so your retirement's 30% down.
Sure.
But just keep holding, everything will be fine.
Ugh.
See you next year.
Yeah, right.
No, that's not good.
No, it's not.
You'd have 300 365 days of not much sleep if somebody told you that.
Precisely.
Or you better,
precisely.
Because that's not good.
Yeah. So, well, it sounds to me like you're just listening to what people actually want out of their retirement planning, which, again, going back to that survey, you're
again,
solving
the
problem
yep.
that 9 out of 10 Americans desperately want, especially since, I mean, pensions, they're just, unless maybe you work for the state or something, but they're just not out there anymore.
Yeah. So we need to know, again, to go along with a prescription, it is exactly how much you can safely spend each year.
Mm,
oh, by the way, when we talk about the 401k, get back to the 401k. So
yeah,
we've covered tax. There's three things that are not good for the 401k. Number
right.
one is it's 100% taxable.
No doubt, yeah.
Number two is it's not guaranteed. You can lose money in there.
yeah.
And number three is you don't have a lifetime income built
mm-hmm.
in.
Yeah.
There's no financial escalator available. But the good news, and there is good news, believe it or not. All right, happy. Yeah, that's what a good sign.
It works.
That when you, Congress has been generous enough to say if you ever leave your job,
right.
your 401k, your 403b, your TSP, they are fully portable if you leave. So you can move them into your own IRA accounts,
okay.
individual retirement accounts. Now, one of the things you don't want to do if you're leaving a job is cash that in. Cash in your 401k and just take the cash. You have a, if you're under 59 and a half, you have a 10% early withdrawal penalty.
Whoa, okay.
And then every single penny is taxable.
As well, wow.
So you have 60 days. If you actually take it out yourself, you have 60 days to put it in your own IRA, or you have the 10% penalty if you're under 59 and a half, and it's all taxable.
Mm.
Now, I'm saying you don't want to take it out and spend it. A lot of people say,
no,
I only worked there 5 years. I'm going to take out this $30,000, and we're going to go have some fun.
Yeah.
Well, really, it's not $30,000 when you get done with paying the 10% penalty and pay tax on it. You really only had about $25,000.
There you go.
You get a big tax hit, and now you don't have a retirement account anymore.
Wow.
So they made it portable. If you leave the employer, or if you are still there, if you love your job and you're still there putting money in, at 59 and a half, you can keep your 401k open
okay.
and keep continuing to put money in and continue to get the match.
Get the match, yep.
But you can sweep out a portion of the money you've already accumulated into your own IRA account.
Ah, okay.
Now, why would somebody want to do that? Hey, my company's been great to me. They give me these 15 options in the 401k, and I'm happy with them.
Well, this reminds me of your problem, Chris. There
yeah.
just weren't many options
yep.
inside your particular one. Is that a common thread with
401k? Yeah, there aren't many options. And
okay.
so keep in mind, there are about 10,000 real options out there, and you get maybe 15 to 30 in
oh,
your 401k.
Yeah. Come on.
One of the main options that's overlooked most of the time is a true retirement option.
Okay.
If I put a certain money, certain amount of money aside today, how much could I know with certainty I'll get as income, predictable streams of income throughout my life at a future date? Well, they don't have that in 401k.
Wow.
But
huh.
you can get that if you're 59 and a half. You can sweep some of that money into your own retirement account,
ah.
which has financial fill-ups and green flags on the mailbox. And we call it financial cruise control because every single year you know what your money's growing by and you know what will come out for a lifetime income you can never outlive. For, here's another term, spousal continuation. So an IRA is an individual retirement account, but there are certain specialized accounts out there. You know what individual means? You.
Yeah.
So if you're husband and wife, well, you get an income and then you die, your spouse is out of luck.
Oh, okay.
But there's
yeah.
certain special accounts, even though they're individual retirement accounts, IRAs, that have spousal continuation built in. That means you get an income. When you die, your spouse continues to get that same income.
Wow.
How important is that? How important should that be?
Incredibly important for me, yeah. I got four kids.
Let my wife answer that.
That should be the most important thing, and that's the most overlooked thing that I see in the retirement community and the financial world, is people not knowing that they had that advantage available to them if they had their money in the right place.
And that's why it's important to connect with someone like you, Coach, who has 26 years experience in the financial arena.
Yeah, very, very important. Here, Thomas, I want to do this. I mean, we've had a great show so far. I want to make sure to get this video in people's hands. So if you're one of the next 20 callers who call in right now, we'll follow a three-step process to create a comprehensive financial and retirement plan that aligns with your financial goals and values. First, we're going to understand what money means to you. Again, we want to see where you are in the money spectrum, what you like, mm-hmm. and how it fits into your life. Then we'll organize your finances so you have a clear picture of where you currently stand right now. That is the most important thing. It's the most overlooked aspect of the financial world. I talk to people who have no idea where they are
wow.
and if they're doing the right thing.
Wow.
Okay, number two, we'll talk about your financial goals and your retirement goals. What are your short, medium, and long-term goals? What are your dreams? What do you really want to do? We'll work together to clarify your goals so that they are crystal clear and tangible. Very important. That means they're gonna happen.
Yeah.
All right. And third and finally, we'll create an actionable step plan to get you on the path towards financial independence.
Mm. All right. And the number to reach John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach serving Chicagoland, that number, folks, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. 3-5.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the financial prescription pad. We're also going to go over the 401k 10-point checklist for baby boomers.
Research indicates that over 40% of healthy folks in their 60s and 70s will need some form of long-term care. So, what's the best age to buy long-term care insurance? According to Coach Pete's classic book, Financial Safari, it's before you're 60 for two reasons. One, the younger you are when you apply, the less likely it is that you will be rejected. And two, the younger you are when you apply, the lower the premium will be. So, the sooner you meet with a financial advisor to discuss long-term care, the better.